However, when we learn about the Meraglim, which didn't allow Klal Yisrael to enter Eretz Yisrael, it's again noch a zman of Churban. Chazal teach us famously that the day of the Meraglim was, the night of the Meraglim was Tisha B'Av. And it was Geyser then that because you had Bechiyah Lechinam, because you cried for naught, there's going to be Bechiyah Ledairos. We're going to cry for all generations. The Meraglim, therefore, is one with Churban, one with destruction, one with sadness, one with Gullus. And over this last month, specifically, maybe even you could say this whole last year and a half, there's been a lot of feeling of Churban. Lag BaOmer, there was a lot of Churban. We went on Eretz Yisrael for a few weeks, in the world as a whole, in the world of COVID, it's a lot of Churban. A lot of destruction, a lot of Chet Meraglim continuing, and not yet feeling what we all want to feel. Tzvar Shlomo Hilger Damsker points out something so special that we can't forget. And it gives us the biggest chizik in the world. If you look by the Chet Meraglim in this week's parasha, so after the Chet already, when Hashem is going to basically tell us this terrible, the terrible punishment and what's going to happen to this generation, he preempts it with a pasuk. Perek Yudala, pasuk Chav Aleph. There's a pasuk after Vayom Hashem Tzalachti Kedvarecha V'ulam Chai Ani V'yimalei Kvod Hashem Es Kol Aretz. And he tells us right away before the refuah, before the makkah, before he says that, before knowing that this generation is going to be wiped out and there's going to be terrible gullus. And there will be, and there's been many times over. He preempts it with V'yimalei Kvod Hashem Es Kol Aretz. He's going to come to tell us. I want you to know and I want you to remember and never forget. And there's going to come a time when my kavod, that my shechina, is going to fill the entire world. There's going to come that time. And keep that in mind. And hold that close to your heart. And know it. You know, we see very similarly in the beginning of Devarim. In the beginning of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu's goodbye speech to Bnei Yisrael before he's leaving this world. And there's a pasuk right at the beginning, very famous pasuk. We know this is always right before Tisha B'Av. There's a pasuk that already hints and reminds us of Tisha B'Av and Churban. Eicha esal levadi. Torchachem masachem v'rivchem. Right, men are given a shul to read it like Eicha. There's a pasuk that mamish reminds us of Eicha, of Churban, of Golus. But what's the pasuk right before it? And Tzvar Shlomo points this out as well. What's the pasuk right before it? Hashem Elokei Avaseichem. Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pomim. Vivorech Eschem. I'm going to be there and I'm going to give you incredible brachas. 1,000 times brachas. Brachas upon brachas. Right before the allusion to Eicha, to Churban, is a reminder. There's going to be geula. There's going to be brachas. And we have to believe this the whole time. As we go through the Churban, Hashem wants us in these psukim, and in this week's Sedra, Ulam Chayani, to remind us, this is not the end of the story. There might be difficulties, and there might be gullus that we have to go through. But that's not the end of the journey. We know and we believe the end is going to be good. It's going to be gula. It's just a matter of when. And when you know that, it's the biggest chizik and nechama as you go through it. And I deal with a lot. One of the things, unfortunately, that I often deal with are young couples dealing with fertility issues. My heart breaks. Mamash, you have no idea how many tears are shed and how much tefillah and how many nights I can't sleep. couples going through difficulties. I'm talking about miscarriages and just inability to get pregnant and serious stuff. Some couples already for a very, very long time. Some couples for years. And to these couples, and to these women who are mamish just davening to be mothers, the scariest part is that as much as they have emunah in Hashem and they're with Hashem, there's no answer, there's no assurance, there's no, like, it's not about when. It's we play mind games often, and sadly it's if. And I don't know. If I was able as the Rebbe to tell them and say, or if the Abish to tell them, 100% you're gonna have children. It's just a matter of when. You might struggle for another year or two, but 100% you're gonna have children. Not 99, 100%. You know what type of nechama that would bring each of these women? I can't even explain it to you, trust me, because I hear the cries constantly. But you know what nechama that would bring? Because at least, I'm still struggling and I still want it as soon as possible, but I know it's going to be. I know I'm going to have children. It's okay, it doesn't matter when. You know what? I can handle that. The problem is I don't even know when. It's still an if. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling us it's not if, it's when. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling us that he's going to give us a gzera because of Chet Meraglim, but it's just a matter of not if, it's when. There's going to be Geula. And the gullahs that we're in, and all that Klal Yisrael's been going through, and all that the world's been going through, and all that family is suffering, we can't even imagine those, you know, it's so easy to move on and forget about those 45 Kedoshim, Tahirim, and their mishpachos that are suffering every single day. Every single day, I'm still dealing with some of them. And we should all be dealing with them in our hearts and in our minds and feeling for these mishpachos. But the chizik and the chum has to be for each and every one of us. It's not if, it's just when. It's when are we going to be reunited? It's when. It's going to be. We have to believe that. That's what the Abish was giving us, that chizik, in our parasha, in parasha Zvarim. We have to know, we have to believe with the muna shlema. And imamim be muna shlema. Mashiach Zidkenu. I believe that he's going to come. Shiyavu. Afal pisha yismameya. Even though it might be taking a long time, but I imam him with all my heart, with all my soul. Mashiach's coming, and Geula's coming, and there's going to be an end. Beprat, bechlal, Geula shlema, bekarov, betchias amesim, bemheiru biyameinu, bekarov mamish. Everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
I'm a soldier, I'm a dog. God, I'm a God.